For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator Elizabeth Warren has taken the first major step toward running for president. The Massachusetts Democrat is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign.
It's going to be about the tens of millions of families across this country who work hard, who play by the rules, and who just time after time take one body blow after another.
Warren's a frequent target of President Trump. He's still insisting on money for his border wall, but he also says he's ready to negotiate an end to the partial federal government shutdown. House Democrats plan a vote on Thursday on bills to reopen the government. Republicans say that the bill doesn't provide enough for the border wall, and they're not going to pass anything that the president won't sign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A judge has ruled that Kansas can't stop telemedicine abortions. The judge's ruling means that the Kansas law that would have gone into effect at midnight, barring telemedicine abortions, has no legal force. The law was challenged in a suit filed on behalf of the clinic that began offering telemedicine abortions in October because its doctors lived outside Kansas and could be on site only 2 days a week. The clinic also hopes to provide pills to women in rural areas and to have them confer by teleconference as well. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 265 points for the year, though it was down more than 6%. Investment advisor Michael Farr has the details.
The stock market had a unique year in the past 10 or so. Seems to have shocked a lot of people, but old hands know that stock markets do this from time to time.
Worries about international trade and rising interest rates helped fuel the drop. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A well-known Democrat has taken a big step toward a run for the White House.
A team representing Elizabeth Warren submitting paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to allow her to begin raising and spending money to benefit her probable run.
Most of us want the same thing, to be able to work hard, play by the same set of rules, and take care of the people we love. That's the America I'm fighting for. And that's why today I'm launching an exploratory committee for president.
She's the first big-name Democrat to take formal steps for the party's presidential nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Law enforcement agencies across the nation are warning people about the deadly consequences of celebratory gunfire. John Clemens reports.
Usually around the 4th of July and right before New Year's Eve, law enforcement agencies issue a warning about the dangers of firing a weapon in the air in jubilation. Anyone who fires a gun in a public place without a legitimate reason, protecting yourself or shooting in a firing range, runs the risk of killing or injuring someone else even miles away. Some states have laws on the books that include prison time with hefty fines for firing a weapon in the air. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home, or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.